This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was around 50 years of age, into his life, he received revelation 10 years earlier. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already been giving da'wah to the people of Makkah. A small group of them accepted Islam, but there were still so many who didn't. And when your message is so pure, when your message is so logical, when what you're saying is so obvious, but the people who troll you publicly are doing it solely because they have an audience that listens to them, because they have reach that you don't have access to, it hurts a little. But the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was trained by Allah how to silence out all that trolling and all that noise. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continued to give da'wah for 10 years in Mecca. And then he turned his attention to a nearby city, a great city, the city of Taif. These were people who lived within forts, people who had great wealth. The markets of Taif were known. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this dream that maybe I'll go to this new group of people. Maybe I will go to this people and convey my message to them. They will hear the truth in my message and they will support me. They will be by my side. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives in Taif, because it's built off of strategy, 10 years in Mecca, there really wasn't much there. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam really scouted out who would be the next ally in this mission, who would be the next group of people. So when he laid his eyes on Taif, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he came there with big hopes. Because you know, sometimes you have this plan that you put into place and you're like, I've calculated the outcomes and I've given this a good amount of thought and I've strategized well here. This should work. When he arrived in Taif, the people of Taif turned out to be as stubborn, if not more, than the people of Mecca. And what was supposed to be an easy victory, what would have been, inshallah, a moment of support and growth for Islam, these people, not only did they reject Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they turned against him. And it's fascinating how that can happen sometimes, that today someone's your friend and tomorrow they turn against you. Today you have hope in someone and tomorrow they abandon you. You think to yourself that in a world full of tragedy, if I were to speak logic, if I were to speak sense on the platforms that are available to me, the people who are bystanders would see the message that someone is being oppressed, someone is being ignored, someone is being tortured. It only sounds natural for them to stand with the oppressed against the oppressor. But how is it that human beings, they look at weak people and rather than supporting them, they use that moment of weakness in the oppressed to troll them even further, to torture them? That's what happened in Taif. Not only did they reject Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they lined up the foolish among them to ridicule and insult the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Stones were thrown at him. And sometimes you begin to wonder that how difficult can things actually get before they are better? Blood began to pour from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Iqbal, in one of his poems, he says, Alam Iqbal, that the blood of the martyr is the redness that crosses the horizon before the rising of the sun. Don't be terrified by the blood of the martyr. When blood spills of those that are sincere and do what they do for the sake of Allah, just be ready to know that the sun is about to rise. Just like that redness that spreads across the horizon. And now when the sun rises, the world will be shocked by what kind of greatness is about to come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Taif. And his dua that he makes to Allah isn't so much about how much they sucked. It wasn't so much about how the people of Taif were horrible people. His dua was, Ya Allah, if this is due to my incompetence that I complain to you of that. Ya Allah, give me strength, guide me. But do not let my enemy laugh at me. Who are you abandoning me to? A group of people who take pleasure and joy in mocking me? And ya Allah, but if you are by my side, I will do this again. And as the people who look at the one afflicted, we have pity on them. That man, that person lost their life. But the shaheed, or the one that is being tested in that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes them to a level of pleasure and joy that if they were given that opportunity again to go through that difficulty, they would do it. And they would do it again. And they would do it again. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنْ أُقْتَلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish that I was martyred in the path of Allah and then brought back to life. And then martyred again and brought back to life. Because the one that goes through the process of trials, but does it in the right mindset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all they experience is closeness to Allah. And all they experience is growth. There's no need to have pity on them. In reality, their story for us is an inspiration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that inspiration and grant us that strength. May He allow us to see in times of difficulty what our eyes really need to see for our hearts to be strengthened. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.